The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, this is Mike Morford, host of The Murder of My Family, and I want to tell you about Blood Ties, the award-winning drama from Wondery, which returns for its third season, Strange Days, with another thrilling story about greed, power, and deception. 5 years have passed since Eleanor, played by Julian Jacobs of Community, took over as CEO of the infamous Richland family empire, alongside her brother, Santino, played by Christian Navarro of 13 Reasons Why. Together, they decide to invest the family fortune in a groundbreaking, controversial new drug. But as shocking revelations about the new treatment emerge, Eleanor and Santino go to every length to protect their control of the Richland family dynasty. As Eleanor's father always said, medicine is a bloody business. You're about to hear a preview of Blood Ties. Listen to Blood Ties on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, or you can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Enjoy this preview, and we'll see you back here soon.
Driver, are we okay?
Hell of a storm. Surprised you were even able to land.
I'm sure what I'm doing right now looks absolutely beautiful from the outside. A lone car wending its way up a majestic snowy mountain. This is snow globe material, straight up. The next time you let your kid shake the daylights out of a snow globe, say a little prayer for the people inside it. Yeah, 50-mile-an-hour winds, blinding snow. My stomach's doing flips. I'm sweating. And it's not just the hellish weather or the fact that we can't see where we're going. It's the feeling you get when you stand up for yourself. You double down and then realize you might be dead wrong. Oh, when we finally make it to Dr. Kosar's facility on the top of this mountain, I am hoping for the best, but I'm bracing for the worst.
Jesus, I've never seen so much snow in my life. Oh, that's Marisol again, okay? I have to tell her.
No, let it go to voicemail. I don't want anyone to know we're here, Santino. Not yet.
Oh, fuck it.
Santino, please.
Hi, babe. I know, I'm really sorry. Look, I got held up at the office. I think it's gonna be another all-nighter. I know, I miss you guys too. Kiss our baby girl for me. Yeah, I love you. Oh, there, you happy?
I'm sorry, Santino, and thank you.
Whoa!
Oh my god!
Shit.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry, guys. I can't get you any further tonight. We'll head back down and try again in the morning.
How much farther is it?
It's another 2 miles.
You know what? We'll walk.
Come on, Emma. Okay, we do not need to die for this. Tomorrow is fine. Tomorrow morning is fine.
Santino, you don't have to come with me. You go back down. Get a hotel room. You can come meet me here tomorrow.
I have seen that look in your eye, and it's the look that means no matter what I say, you're gonna trudge your ass through the snow until you find what you need, right?
Yep.
God damn it! Wait up! I'm not cold. Has it been 2 miles?
I think so. The driver said there was a driveway. Can't miss it, but... I think we made a wrong turn.
Okay, just keep going. I think we're still on the road. Think warm thoughts.
Oh no, Santino. I think we should have gone there a couple hours ago.
Oh, what time did you tell Kosar we were coming?
Oh, I didn't tell him we were coming.
What?
It's our company now, Santino. It's not like we need to make an appointment. And besides, I don't want a welcome mat. I want to see what I've actually bought. Santino, come on, say something.
I think we're in serious trouble here.
No, I mean something confident.
I'm sorry, Elle. I can't feel my feet or my hands. My body is practically convulsing.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Here, come here. Let's huddle. Oh, God. Oh. Fuck, sit down. I fucked up. I'm sorry.
What was that?
Stay right where you are. Not really dressed for hiking, are you?
We're not hiking.
Get your hands up. You too, friend.
Oh, man, I wish you'd called first.
Quiet. Who are you?
I'm Eleanor Richland, and I own this land.
She's here. Get out of those clothes and put these on.
Scrubs? Where's my brother?
After you're dressed, go through that door. Dr. Kozar's waiting. Your brother will be too.